您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast CN.
学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会，
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Special English Classroom。
Welcome to Practical English Classroom on My English. I'm Anna.
Hi, I'm Johnson. Today we're going to talk about Halloween. Part 1. The Origin of Halloween. 万圣节的由来。
Halloween is an annual celebration, but just what is it actually a celebration of? How did this peculiar custom originate?Is it, as some claim, a kind of demon worship, or is it just a harmless vestige of some ancient pagan ritual?
Halloween is one of the oldest holidays with origins going back thousands of years. The holiday we know as Halloween has had many influences from many cultures over the centuries, from the Romans' Pomona Day to the Celtic festival of Samhain to the Christian holidays of All Saints and All Souls' Day.
Hundreds of years ago, in what is now Great Britain and Northern France, lived the Celts. The Celts worshipped nature and had many gods, with the sun god as their favorite. It was he who commanded their work and their rest times, and who made the earth beautiful and crops grow.
The word itself, Halloween, actually has its origins in the Catholic Church. It comes from a contracted corruption of All Hallows' Eve, November the 1st,All Hallows Day is a Catholic day of observance in honor of saints, but in the 5th century BC, in Celtic Ireland, summer officially ended on October 31st. The holiday was called Samhain, the Celtic New Year.
One story says that on that day, the disembodied spirits of all those who had died throughout the preceding year would come back in search of living bodies to possess for next year.Was believed to be their only hope for the afterlife. The Celts believed all laws of space and time were suspended during this time, allowing the spirit world to intermingle with the living.
Naturally, the still living did not want to be possessed, so on the night for October 31st, villagers would extinguish the fires in their homes to make them cold and undesirable. They would then dress up in all manner of ghoulish costumes,and noisily paraded around the neighborhood, being as destructive as possible in order to frighten away spirits looking for bodies to possess.
Probably a better explanation of why the Celts extinguished their fires was not to discourage spirit possession, but so that all Celt tribes could relight their fires from a common source, the druidic fire that was kept burning in the middle of Ireland at Usinash.
Some accounts tell ofhow the Celts would burn someone at the stake who was thought to have already been possessed, as sort of a lesson to the spirits. Other accounts of Celtic history debunk their stories as myths.
The Romans adopted the Celtic practice as their own, but in the 1st century AD, Samhain was assimilated into celebrations of some of the other Roman traditions that took in October, such as their day to honor Pomona, the Roman goddess of fruit and trees.The symbol of Pomona is the apple, which might explain the origin of our modern tradition of bobbing apples on Halloween.
The thrust of the practices also changed over time to become more ritualized. As belief in spirit possession waned, the practice of dressing up like hobgoblins, ghosts, and witches took on a more ceremonial role.
关于万圣节的由来，传说最多的版本认为，那是源于基督诞生前的古西欧国家，主要包括爱尔兰、苏格兰和威尔士。这几处的西欧人叫做德鲁伊特人。德鲁伊特的新年呢是在11月1日。新年前夜，德鲁伊特人让年轻人集队，带着各种怪异的面具，拎着刻好的萝卜灯，他们游走于村落间。 这里要说明一下呢，就是南瓜灯是后期的习俗，因为古西欧最早没有南瓜，这在当时呢就是一种秋收的庆典，也有说是鬼节，传说当年死去的人灵魂会在万圣节的前夜造访人世，据说人们应该让造访的鬼魂看到圆满的收成，并对鬼魂呈现出丰盛的款待，所有篝火以及灯火一来为了吓走鬼魂，同时也为鬼魂照亮路线，引导其回归。
在中世纪的钟楼曾有过基督教摧毁异教徒的历史，可是新年夜前的祭祀庆典从未真正的消除过，不过都是以巫术的形式出现，这也就是为什么现在我们在万圣节里还留有巫婆的扫帚、黑猫、咒语等的痕迹。下面再说一下 Halloween 这个词的诞生。很多民族都在万圣节的前夜有庆典聚会，这又被叫做 All Halloween, The Eve of All Hallows, Halloween, 或者是 The Eve of All Santa's Day, 最终约定俗成演变成了 Halloween, 中文就把它译作万圣节之夜。
Part 2, Halloween Customs, 万圣节习俗。
The custom of Halloween was brought to America in the 1840s by Irish immigrants fleeing their country's potato famine. At that time, the favorite pranks in New England included tipping over outhouses and unhinging fence gates.
The Halloween we celebrate today includes all of these influences. Pomona Day's apples, nuts, and harvest, the festival of Dunham's black cats, magic, evil spirits, and death, and the ghosts, skeletons,and scouts from All Saints Day and All Souls Day.
The custom of trick-or-treating is thought to have originated not with the Irish Celts, but with a 9th century European custom called souling. On November 2nd, All Souls Day, early Christians would walk from village to village begging for soul cakes, made out of square pieces of bread with currants.
The more soul cakes the beggars would receive,the more prayers they would promise to say on behalf of the dead relatives of the donors. At the time, it was believed that the dead remained in limbo for time after death, and that prayer, even by strangers, could expedite a soul's passage to heaven.
The jack-o'-lantern costume probably comes from Irish folklore. As the tale is told, a man named Jack, who was notorious as a drunk and trickster, tricked Satan into climbing a tree.Jack then carved an image of a cross in the tree's trunk, tramping the devil up the tree. Jack made a deal with the devil that if he would never tempt him again, he would promise to let him down the tree.
According to the folk tale, after Jack died, he was denied entrance to heaven because of his evil ways, but he was also denied access to hell because he had tricked the devil.Instead, the devil gave him a single ember to light his way through the frigid darkness. The ember was placed inside a hollowed-out turnip to keep it glowing longer.
The Irish used turnips as the jack-o'-lanterns originally, but when the immigrants came to America, they found that pumpkins were far more plentiful than turnips, so the jack-o'-lantern in America was a hollowed-out pumpkin lit with an ember.
Although some Celts may have adopted Halloween as their favorite holiday, the day itself did not grow out of evil practices. It grew out of the rituals of Celts celebrating a new year and out of medieval prayer rituals of Europeans. And today, even many churches have Halloween parties or pumpkin carving events for the kids. After all, the day itself is only as evil as one cares to make it.
孩子们今天着装挨家挨户要糖的习俗，也就是我们所说的 trick or treat， 据说是起源于爱尔兰。古西欧的时候，爱尔兰异教徒们相信在万圣节前夜，鬼魂会群聚于居家的附近，并接受设宴款待。因而，在宴会结束之后，村民们就自己扮成鬼魂精灵游走村外，引导鬼魂离开，辟邪免灾。与此同时，村民们也都注意在院前后摆放一些水果和其他的食品，喂足鬼魂，而不至于让他们伤害人类或者动物，或者是掠夺其他的收成。后来这种习俗就一直延续下来，成了孩子们开的玩笑。
至于南瓜灯呢，就是 Jack-o'-lantern， 也有一个传说，绿色的爱尔兰酒鬼 Jack 骗魔鬼爬进了苹果树的树洞，然后迅速的在树干上刻了一个神圣的十字，困住了魔鬼。Jack 避着魔鬼起誓，永远不再追索或以任何其他方式谋取他的灵魂，才把魔鬼放了出来。然而这却挡不住死亡的来临。 Jack 死后呢，由于酗酒、吝啬和欺诈，他未被允许进入天堂。而由于魔鬼的誓言呢 ，Jack 也不能进入地狱。那么我去哪里呢 ？Jack 不知所措地问。哪来到回哪去？魔鬼恶狠狠地回答。
回去的路上冷风刺骑，黑暗无边。魔鬼从地狱之火捡了一块烧得通红的火炭扔给他，为了照路就不被风吹灭。Jack 将火炭放进了他手里拿着的大头菜里。Jack 就这样举着他的灯笼，寻找自己在地球上的存身之处。后来苏格兰人就模仿他，挖空大头菜，放入蜡烛做灯笼。爱尔兰人用大头菜，也用土豆，而英格兰人则用甜菜。后来他们移民到美国，发现一个更好用的灯笼，也就是南瓜灯。这个故事其实在告诫人们，无论什么情形，都不要和魔鬼做交易。 Part 3 A Halloween Party 万圣节派对。
万圣节就要到了，大家要开始琢磨怎样来庆祝了。
没错，这不 Alicia、 Holly 和 Brian 也在计划开一个热闹的万圣节派对，下面我们就带大家去看一看。
先来听一段对话。
What a great haunted house idea. The haunted woods. Jack did a great job.
Yes, I love it. And we have to take a golf cart.
Kind of spooky, huh? I hope nothing big jumps out at us.
I couldn't count on that. Brian said to expect the unexpected.
Wow, it's definitely dark and creepy in here.
Yeah, it is giving me the creeps. I keep seeing things moving out there behind the trees.
I heard that a prison escapee roams this woods.
Knock it off, Brian. You're just trying to get us screaming.
This isn't scary, but I bet you girls will scream if something jumps out.
Brian, something just moved up there in front of us.
Don't worry, Alicia. I will protect you.
Keep your eyes on where you're going.
You what?
It's 挺吓人的。Alicia, Holly 和 Brian 来到他们的朋友 Jack 专门为万圣节布置好的鬼森林，也就是 Haunted Woods. Haunted 这个词表示闹鬼的、鬼魂出没的、受到折磨的。例如 ，They live in a haunted house. 他们住的房子闹鬼。这个词经常出现在恐怖电影里，在万圣节当然也是必不可少的了。
Jack 布置的这个鬼森林呢，看起来真的很恐怖，很有节日的气氛，所以 Holly 夸他 He did a great job。 那当你夸奖别人做得好的时候呢，就可以用这个句型，还可以说 Good job 或者说 You did a good job。 那么 Alicia 也非常喜欢这个鬼森林，她要坐着高尔夫球车穿越森林。 Holly 觉得这个鬼森林呢有点恐怖，她说 Kind of spooky, I hope nothing big jumps out at us。挺恐怖的吧，我希望没有什么庞然大物会朝我们跳过来。那么 kind of 是口语的说法，就是 kind of 表示有一点。 spooky 的意思呢就是幽灵般的、怪异的、神经质的。
Alicia 可不敢这样做。 I wouldn't count on that. Count on something 这个词组表示指望、依靠，比如说 You can count on me 就表示你可以相信我。 Brian 接着说 To expect the unexpected 等着看一些意外的事。The unexpected, 意外的事件。下面又出现了一个表示可怕和恐怖的这个意思的词 ,creepy, 表示令人毛骨悚然的。Creep 是它的名词形式，原意是蹑手蹑脚的，也可以用来表示可怕、心惊肉跳的。比如我们可以说 ,He gave me the creeps, 他吓得我心惊肉跳。
Alicia 觉得很害怕，是他一直看到树后面有东西跑出来。那 Brian 这时候呢又添油加醋地说，听说有个越狱的人在这片树林里游荡。 A prison escapee 就是越狱的犯人， A roam 就是漫无目的的四处游荡。 Holly 呢真的被吓到了，赶忙让 Brian 闭嘴，他是这么说的 Knock it off。 那这个 knock it off 就表示住口，停下来。只要有人发出令人讨厌的声音，说了讨厌的话，做了讨厌的动作，都可以用 knock it off 来让对方停止。
Brian 其实就是想吓唬吓唬这两个女生。这时 Alicia 看到有东西在他们前面晃来晃去的，Up there in front of us, 在我们的正前方。 Brian 劝他不要担心，说会保护他的。 Holly 提醒 Brian 注意看路， Keep your eyes on where you are going. Keep one's eyes on something or someone 表示注意监视某人某物。突然有什么东西撞到了他们的高尔夫球车上，也吓了 Brian 一跳，原来是个狼人，也就是个 werewolf。
看来这个魔鬼森林真是又好玩又刺激。好，现在我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
a great haunted house idea, the haunted woods. Jack did a great job.
Yes, I love it. And we have to take a golf cart.
Kind of spooky, huh? I hope nothing big jumps out at us.
I couldn't count on that. Brian said to expect the unexpected.
Wow, it's definitely dark and creepy in here.
Yeah, it is giving me the creeps. I keep seeing things moving out there behind the trees.
I heard that a prison escapee roams these woods.
Knock it off, Brian. You're just trying to get us screaming.
This isn't scary, but I bet you girls will scream if something jumps out.
Brian, something just moved up there in front of us.
Don't worry, Alicia. I will protect you.
Keep your eyes on where you're going.
Werewolf? 下面是 Alicia 和 Holly 之间的一段对话。
Wow, Holly, your place is totally decked out for Halloween. It is cool.
That's because we're having a party here later tonight, Squirt.
Guess they are?
We'll see. You'll probably be on a big sugar high anyway.
Hehe, yeah, I hope your neighbors give out good candy.
They will when they see what a scary witch you are. I love your fake nose and warts.
Daddy bought them for me, and these too. They're my slimy plastic toes.
Ugh. I think you should flash those at anyone who tries to give junk candy.
Ha, this will be so much fun. This costume is much cooler than the pink ballerina costume Mom made last year.
Yes, but you need a witch's glove. Try this. Yeah!
All this. I will get you, my pretty. Wow, ha, 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 ha.
Sounds like you're natural. Alicia 来到 Holly 的家参加万圣节派对，还穿上了万圣节服装。那万圣节的服装呢，就是 Halloween costume， 记住了，是 costume 而不是 clothes。那 costume 多表示在戏剧或者是化妆舞会上穿的比较正式的服装、戏服之类的东西，而 clothes 常表示普通的衣物。
Alicia 夸赞 Holly 的家非常有万圣节的感觉。Your place is totally decked out for Halloween. Deck out， 装饰、布置。Deck out for something 是为了某种场合而布置。Alicia 问可不可以晚上不睡玩通宵呢？ Holly 说 We'll see， 就是再看看，还不一定呢。Stay up 很晚才睡，熬夜。譬如我们可以说 Don't stay up late and wait for me， 不用熬夜等我。
那 We'll see 有两种意思，第一个呢是指晚一点再看情况再决定，也就是说再看看。那第二个意思呢就是等着瞧，例如 Can I stay at Jenny's house this weekend？We'll see. 我这个周末可以待在珍妮家吗？看情况再说吧。Is it going to be scary? We'll see. 这很可怕吗？等着瞧吧。
接下来 You will probably be on a big sugar high anyway. 也许你会因为吃糖吃得太多而变得很兴奋。Sugar high 是吃糖引起的兴奋。美国人常认为啊，糖吃得太多人会变得非常的亢奋，睡不着觉了。Alicia 开心地笑起来，嘻嘻是个拟声词，相当于我们经常说的嘻嘻这样的一个意思。Alicia 希望邻居能够发一些好糖。I hope your neighbors give out good candy. Give out 在这里表示分发、发出。
Holly 相信邻居们看到 Alicia 的服装后呢，会给她不错的糖的。那 Alicia 装扮成了一个女巫，就是 witch。那男巫师呢，怎么说就是 wizard。这两个词在 Harry Potter 等电影里呢都多次出现过。Holly 很喜欢他的假鼻子和痣，那 Alicia 的爸爸还给他买了一些黏糊糊的塑胶蟾蜍，很恶心的那种，大概是女巫的宠物吧。Holly 还建议他把这些就给那些要拿垃圾糖给他们的人。那 flash something at someone 就是亮出、闪出什么东西给别人看。劣质的糖果呢，这里用的是 junk candy。
Holly 还教 Alicia 学女巫的笑声，结果 Alicia 比 Holly 笑得还像。Sounds like you are natural.听起来你像是天生就会了。 You are a natural 表示做某事是天生的好手，这里的 natural 是指天生具有某种特殊才能的人，所以当某人对某方面天生在行，就可以用这个句子来称赞对方。
看来他们会玩得很开心。好，现在我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Wow, Holly, your place is totally decked out for Halloween. It is cool.
That's because we're having a party here later tonight, Squirt.
Can I stay up?
We'll see. You'll probably be on a big sugar high anyway.
Hehe, yeah, I hope your neighbors give out good candy.
Beware when they see what a scary witch you are. Put up your fake nose and words.
Dad bought them for me, and these too. They are my slimy plastic toes.
I think you should flash those at anyone who tries to give junk candy.
Ha! This will be so much fun. This customer is much cooler than the pink ballerina costume Mom made last year.
Yes, but you need a witch's love. Try this. Yeah!
All this. I will get you, my pretty. Wah ha 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 ha!
Sounds like you're a natural.
接下来还是关于 Halloween party 的对话。
You know, I hadn't heard from Jack before we went to the haunted wood.
Do you know sign of Jack? Maybe he's at the village Halloween parade.
I just wish he'd call.
Hey, take it easy. I think we threw a great party.
Yes, you bet. The spaghetti and hard-boiled eggs gross the people out.
And the jello. I thought no one would fall for that anymore.
Give it up, Brian. I saw you coming a mile away.
Hey, isn't that the werewolf from?
Give me your heart, baby!
Hey, you stay away from her! What's wrong with you, dude? You look like you just saw a ghost. Oh, Jack, I saw you were... I mean, how are you? Where were you being? It's been a crazy week. Some idiot ran me over at the haunted woods.I nearly broke my leg. Oh, that's terrible.
计划中 ，Alicia 很担心 Jack， 因为在他们去鬼森林之前呢就没有见到他了。但是 Jack 就出现在Holly 的 party 上。Do you know sign of Jack？ 还没有 Jack 的影子吗 ？Holly 安慰 Alicia 说，也许 Jack 去参加万圣节游行了。那对话中提到了这个 Village Halloween Parade。全名是 Greenwich Village Halloween Parade， 那 Greenwich 常被省略掉。格林威治村万圣节游行可以说是纽约市万圣节的重头戏，上万的市民和观光游客打扮成各式各样的人物，晚上七点呢在纽约第六大道上集合，接着开始游行，大概会持续两三个小时。
Alicia 呢只是希望 Jack 至少能打个电话来，而这个时候 Holly 又及时岔开了话题。I think we throw a great party.我们办了一场非常不错的派对。Throw a party 表示办派对。Alicia 非常同意。The spaghetti and hard-boiled eggs grossed people out. 那些意大利面还有煮得很老的鸡蛋让大家都快恶心死了。Gross out 让人作呕。原来他们开的 party 是专门用来折磨客人的。
因为万圣节就是让人们尽情搞怪的节日，就像愚人节一样。他们做的搞怪食物呢还有 Jello 果冻。那 Jello 原来是一个果冻商标的名称，现在呢已经泛指果冻了。I thought no one would fall for that anymore. 我以为现在已经没有人会被这种东西骗了，看来这个果冻也不是什么好东西。Okay, fall for something, 被某物欺骗，上某物的当。
这个时候 Brian 走过来想吓唬 Alicia 和 Holly， 但是却被 Alicia 识破了。Give it up, Brian, I saw you coming a mile away. 算了吧 Brian, 我老远就看到你过来了。突然 Alicia 看见一个狼人走了过来， Brian 冲出来大喊 Hey, you stay away from her. Hey, 你离她远一点，一副英雄救美的样子。
原来啊，狼人就是 Jack 装扮的。那 What's wrong with you, dude? You look like you just saw a ghost. 怎么了老兄，你看起来就像见到了鬼一样。那 dude 在口语中很常用表示你这个家伙怎么怎么样，那有贬义的色彩。那 Brian 知道原来狼人就是 Jack， 所以觉得非常尴尬。原来在鬼森林里他差点撞断了狼人的腿，如果被 Jack 知道了一定饶不了他。
看来派对也快接近尾声了，下面我们再来一起听一下刚才的对话。
You know, I haven't heard from Jack before we went to the haunted wood.
Do you know sign of Jack? Maybe he's at the village Halloween parade.
I just wish he'd call.
Hey, take it easy. I think we threw a great party.
Yes, you bet.The spaghetti and hard-boiled eggs gross the people out.
And the jello. I thought no one would fall for that anymore.
Give it up, Brian. I saw you coming a mile away.
Hey, isn't that the werewolf from?
Give me your heart, baby!
Hey, you stay away from her! What's wrong with you, dude? You look like you just saw a ghost. Oh, Jack, I saw you were... I mean, how are you? Where were you been? It's been a crazy week. Some idiot ran me over at the haunted woods. I nearly broke my leg. Oh, that's terrible.
You have been listening to CRI Online Private English Classroom Online English.
这里是国际在线实用英语课堂。
Part 4. Go trick or treating. 不给糖就捣蛋。
我们先来听一段对话。
Trick or treat, smell or sweet, give us something good to eat.
Whoa, what great costumes. What are you?
I'm a spaceman. See, this is my helmet. Thanks for the candy, sir.
I'm a witch. I'll make you disappear if you don't give me some candy.
Please, good witch, don't make me disappear. Here's a bag of treats for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I won't keep you. I know you have a lot more dogs to hit.
Good night.
Good night.
对话中，两个小孩子来找 Brian 要糖。他们说 ，Trick or treat, smell our feet, give us something good to eat. 不给糖就捣蛋，闻闻我们的臭脚丫，拿些好东西来给我们吃。那这是孩子们在玩 Trick or treat 时的一句歌谣。
这两个小孩分别装扮成宇航员和女巫，而 Brian 给了他们一些糖，他们才满意的离开。 Brian 说 I won't keep you, I know you have a lot more doors to hit. 我就不耽误你们了，我知道你们还有很多很多家要走。小朋友们在万圣节的时候啊，借着 trick or treat 化妆成各种各样的人物，挨家挨户的要糖吃，整个晚上下来每个人都收获颇丰。
是啊，所以万圣节呢已经成为孩子们最喜欢的节日了。好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Trick or treat, smell or sweet, give us something good to eat.
Whoa, what great costumes. What are you?
I'm a spaceman. See, this is my helmet. Thanks for the candy, sir.
I'm a witch. I'll make you disappear if you don't give me some candy.
Please, good witch, don't make me disappear. Here's a bag of treats for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I won't keep you. I know you have a lot more dogs to hit.
Good night.
Good night. 下面还是一段关于 trick or treat 的对话。
Man, Alicia, you really raked in the candy.
And it is a lot of good stuff, won't see?
Well, mind if I have a candy bar? You've got like 30.
Well, I guess here.You can have this one. I don't like it that much.
Ha, thanks. Okay, two rules. Let an adult make sure the candy's okay before eat it and no more than 10 pieces.
Mom always lets me eat as much as I want.
This 段对话呢比较简单。Holly 和 Alicia 收获颇丰，特别是 Alicia 收罗了一大堆糖果。You really raked in the candy. 你真的搜刮到一大堆糖果。那 rake in 就是大量的搜刮的意思。
当 Holly 向 Alicia 要了一根巧克力棒，并告诉了 Alicia 两条规则：一个是在吃糖果之前，一定要让一个成年人先确认糖果没有问题，而且这些糖果不能超过十个。
这是为什么呢？
因为曾经发生过万圣节的时候，小孩子吃了来路不明的糖果而中毒的事件。所以现在很多的家长会检查小孩拿回来的糖果，确定没有问题了，再给小朋友吃。
哦，原来是这么回事，那真的是要小心一点了。好，现在我们还是再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Man, Alicia, you really raked in the candy.
And it is a lot of good stuff, won't see?
Well, mind if I have a candy bar? You've got like 30.
Well, I guess here, you can have this one.I don't like it that much.
Ha, thanks. Okay, two rules. Let an adult make sure the candy's okay before eat it and no more than 10 pieces.
Mom always lets me eat as much as I want.
Part 5. How to make a Halloween jack-o'-lantern. 怎样制作南瓜灯。
Step 1. Cut a large hole around the top of the pumpkin. Step 2. Put your hand inside the pumpkin and take out the seed. Step 3. Draw the eyes, nose and mouth on the pumpkin.
Step 4. Cut out the eyes, nose and mouth with a knife. And step 5. Your pumpkin becomes a jack-o'-lantern when you place a candle in it.
那么制作南瓜灯呢有下面几个步骤。第一个就是切割。在南瓜的顶端或者是底端呢，用小刀将瓜面切除一块，以便伸手进去掏空瓜瓤，切面呢要尽量平整。第二步呢就是掏空，用特制的勺子或日用的勺子也可以，或者只用你的手也可以，将瓜子和瓜瓤小心的掏出来，选定你准备进行雕刻的地方，将那块瓜皮刮薄至一英寸厚。
第三步呢，我们需要粘贴纸的脸谱，在你选定的地方粘上或者钉上事先准备好的那个纸的脸谱。使用图钉的时候一定要注意钉在脸谱的虚线处，这样可以避免瓜面上出现那些小洞洞。然后呢，我们就要沿着虚线来描刻了。沿着纸脸谱的这个虚线边，用小锥或图钉在南瓜皮上描出脸谱，完成之后撕下纸脸谱就可以了。
最后呢就是看一下效果，用小锥子点对点的再修正一番，最后呢在南瓜灯里点上蜡烛，南瓜灯就做好了。
Today, we will talk about the history of Halloween and some of its costumes. Hope you will enjoy the holiday.
Yes, and in next unit, we're going to talk about music.
If you have any problems or good suggestions, write email to us at edu@chinabroadcast.cn.
今天我们为大家介绍了很多关于万圣节的知识，那么在这里呢，我们也祝大家万圣节快乐。
那么下节课我们将会和大家一起来谈谈音乐，希望大家能够继续关注和支持国际在线实用英语课堂。如果你有任何的问题还有好的建议，记得给我们发 email， 地址是 edu@chinabroadcast.cn。
Well, that's all for today. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to review what we talk about in the lecture. See you next week. Goodbye.
好，今天的课就上到这儿，希望大家做好课后复习，我们下周再见。